Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's a McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Paul Gallant in for Reggie. John Lopez, 713-572-4610 to call to text about the Texans' 23-21 victory over the Raiders yesterday. Their seventh straight win. 3-for-3 as far as 10-win seasons for the Texans under DeMeco Ryans. And yet, you can't help but want a whole lot more out of what you saw yesterday from the offense, from the run defense, and you've got some concerns about the offensive line going forward. Your thoughts are welcome to the show as we are here until 2 p.m. before we turn things over to the drive. Something happened yesterday, John, that did not help the Houston Texans out at all. Let's go to the south side of the AFC.
Let's go to the AFC South and get around. Real quick, first of all, you talked about the Texans, and you know, we're trying to to not just totally bash a team that is on an incredible run. Got a text here. You guys are never satisfied. This team can beat any AFC team. Y'all just like moaning and nitpicking. They scored enough to win, and that's fine. But I saw that, and I was thinking about what you said about, well, what's your standard? You know, if your standard is, hey, they won, hey, they're in the playoffs, hey, let's see what happens and roll the dice, and they probably won't win, you know, the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl or anything. Well, then the 901 is happy. I'm not happy with that.
It's tough to be happy when you've seen something like this the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You want more. It is a natural thing to want. Also, say you were, I don't know, someone who grew up watching the greatest football dynasty ever. And on top of that, your parents would never give you credit for A minuses because an A is what you should be getting.
Who are we talking about here?
Say you're someone like that. It's never enough. Now, I might be a miserable person, John, for the entirety of my life because of that. And I'm very thankful that I've at least found a strong, powerful hottie of a woman to be with me throughout all of life. But I'm someone who always wants a little bit more. And I know CJ's better than what we saw yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. And then it does tie in with, okay, well, they're also going to, you know, the week has been sped up because they're playing on Saturday. So DeMeco's going to talk today and then again on tomorrow. They practice, right?
I would think
so. Yeah, they practice tomorrow. And so you're going to hear different versions of, hey, there's going to be a lot of outside noise. We got the win. We managed to, you know, to do this and that. And that's the message that they should be telling over there at NRG. That's not the message that people who follow this team necessarily are going to reflect because of what you just said. So, and it does tie in with going around the AFC South. The Jacksonville Jaguars, I mean, that's the team you were referencing. That is a team that, hell, they might end up with the best record in the AFC.
They are the hottest team in the league.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for any of us to buy into them because they blew a 3-score lead against Davis Mills just a couple of weeks ago. But for a lot of teams and for past Jaguars teams, that would have sunk their season. Remember when they beat the Texans back in 2023? Matt Amendola misses the field goal at the gun. It's just short. The Jaguars were 8-3 right there.
Yeah.
And you had all these Jaguar fan dorks like that UCF Jaguar Jack, you know what?
This guy.
Guy's like, I tried to tell you. This time not to Jacksonville. And then they lost every game except for one the rest of the way.
Yeah.
It's tough to take them seriously, but I'm taking them more seriously. Mainly because I think their defense is really good. And I think they gave Bo Nix, I know the statistics look really good, but that game was lopsided for quite some time. But this is what's crazy. John, do you know how many touchdowns Trevor Lawrence has scored in the last 2 weeks?
I saw the number. Is it?
Maybe combined, throwing and running.
Yeah, how many?
10.
I saw a stat that in the last, maybe it was 6 weeks, I saw it somewhere, he had like 18?
Yeah.
But 10 in the last 2 weeks.
Zero interceptions as well.
Yeah.
And look, he is so up and down. He is also inconsistent. But that's the finishing touch for Jacksonville. Jacksonville can run the football. Brian Thomas has stopped dropping everything.
Yeah.
They added Jacoby Myers. He has been great. They gave him a contract extension already. I'm not acting like I'm scared of Jacksonville, but I think that it's time for us to give them a little bit of R-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, you got
yeah,
it.
I got it. Yeah, my parents would be ashamed of me for that one.
That's why you got an A-.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We have these brain fart moments of CTE from time to time. So, good for the Jaguars winning that game. I actual tip of the hat to them. The Broncos, meanwhile, you can kiss my entire hiney. That was ridiculous. You were supposed to help the Texans out.
Yeah.
And I had all these Broncos fans complaining to me this week because I said that the Jaguars and the Broncos are Galveston hot. They're not the hottest team in the league.
Yeah.
The Rams were the hottest team in the league.
Galveston.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, though. But then all of a sudden, the Broncos go out there and just lay an egg like that. Everyone wants to take them seriously. Look at this win streak. Blah, blah, blah. They haven't beaten anybody either over that stretch.
Yeah.
But I got to give the Jaguars a lot of credit. That was a hell of a win.
No, I sat right. I was going to say I sat right here. I actually sat right there before the season and said, don't worry about Jacksonville. You know, especially after the Duval stuff and the magnificent Gladstone. And I said, don't worry about Jacksonville. I'm not going to sit here either and say the Texans. I would pick the Texans against Jacksonville based on the defense and just any amount of offense. I think they could pull it off. That'd be interesting if they play there because all of a sudden the fans are turning out and all that. I get it. But they're not scaring me. But what I am saying is they have turned a corner and they're no longer that team. They're no longer that 8-3 team. Liam Cohen, you got to tip the cap to him more than anyone.
He has changed the mindset of this franchise, and they have an us-against-the-world mentality that's really working, and you've been hearing it in pieces from just about every Jaguar who – they put a microphone in front of, whether it's Liam Cohen or some of the other folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Trevon Walker after the Jaguars win over the Broncos yesterday.
Talk about how great you guys are. How are you going to be able to keep everything under control? Just focus on the next game.
Right now, they just go hop on the bandwagon right now. Everybody in this locker room on the Jaguars team, even upstairs, we know everybody probably going to try to hop on this bandwagon now, but we don't want anybody. They can stay where they at. It's us. It's all about the Jags. F*** everybody but us. Excuse my language, mama and dad, grandmama, but F*** everybody but us.
Okay, well, let me just get on the bandwagon. Appreciate it so much.
What did you say about his grandma?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Everybody but my family, essentially.
He said something about my grandma.
Bleep.
Sorry, everyone, my mom and dad, my grandma, but, you know.
And shout out to Colin, who's in for Figgy. Yeah, that's his voice right there. But yes, and not only that, but Liam Cohen, who looked like this little mousy, soft, that dude has a backbone, man. Remember the Robert Saleh stuff?
Yeah.
And then yesterday, after the game, he's on the podium.
Yep.
And he says, yeah, you know, because Sean Payton said something about, well, they're a good team for a small market or something like that. And he goes, yeah, small market team comes in here and beats Denver at Mile High.
The funny thing is, they took that personally. That's a fact. Yeah. Jacksonville's a small market. Land size, massive. Land size, I think it's actually comparable to Houston as far as like square mileage. But it is a small market,
yes,
Liam.
Yes, it is.
And they turned that into motivational fuel. That is a sign of a team of crazy people.
He said
people.
They talked about it all week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, small market going to Mile High. Oh, how is that a bulletin board? But it was.
They obviously blew the lead against the Texans in the fourth quarter. And it was an epic choke job. But and that first game is a weird one because both teams, I thought, played like crap.
Yeah.
But they were kicking the Texans' ass for three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a pretty good job against them. I know that the Texans rallied to win. It's an awesome win. And it's the egg on the Jaguars' face. Texans on the Jaguars, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I am not disrespecting this team the rest of the way.
No. No.
They earned some respect.
I think the Texans can beat them. I don't think it's necessarily a lock. I'm not quaking in my boots. But you got to give it to him. And then there's the rest of the AFC South. Now, big ball game tonight. Yeah, big ball game tonight.
Will Phillip Rivers die? It's the hit game show that's sweeping America. The snuff film on ESPN.
But, and you hit it. You know, Niners, 5.5-point favorites. Niners win. Colts are pretty much dead. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Not completely. That's not the team that, that's a team that just has completely cratered. Phillip Rivers is the story. I think it's going to be an altogether different story with another good defense. He faced a good defense against Seattle. You know that. But then you have a good defense in the 49ers that now has the film and the template, because Phillip Rivers is not going to throw the ball more than 8 yards. it's not going to go
it hurt my arm watching him throw. Like, I've been starting to have elbow issues recently, and I'm thinking to myself, God, I can't even imagine how he's feeling. Because the first game, I bet he gets through it. He's okay. But I think for anyone, as you get a little bit older, it's the 2 days, 3 days, week later where you're still feeling sore from throwing it downfield. I'm with you. Maybe I'll take the under on total throwing yards downfield.
Somebody at your front door. The other interesting thing to me is the Tennessee Titans. Not necessarily in the here and now. Maybe not necessarily next season even. But two things are happening over there. The first thing is Cam Ward. I'm willing to say it. I think he's got special talent. He has nothing around him, but I think he has some special, special talent.
Great mindset as well, and you found some pretty impressive numbers the last
year. Look at this. This is just in the last six games. Cam Ward, 63.8% completions, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a 90.3 passer rating. Also a rushing touchdown, 3 straight games with 2 TD passes, and 2 straight games with more than 100 passer rating. And a big win against an awful team we all know now in the Chiefs. But nevertheless, there is something there. That's part one. Part two is very interesting to me, and it's going to gain steam as the season goes along. Matt Burke, Texans defensive coordinator Matt Burke, is reportedly one of the leading candidates to become the next Titans head coach. There are levels to this. The first level is Matt Burke has been calling the defense as it's been spectacular. 4 players now with at least 4 interceptions. That's uncanny. On this Texans defense.
And 2 guys officially with 10-plus sacks now that Will Anderson got 10.
2 guys with 10-plus sacks. So you have, you know, even though it's D'Amico's defense and we won't necessarily, I know we won't necessarily see this team fall off a cliff defensively, but he has been really, really good calling this defense this year when it's the best defense in the NFL. That's part one. Part two, Who do you think his offensive coordinator is going to be if he does get that Titans job?
Ooh.
It's going to be one of these guys. It's going to be Ben McDaniels. It's going to be Gerard Johnson. It's going to and those are the two guys, along with others, those are two guys that have been publicly credited for helping Nick Caley get a better feel for what this offense is.
Yeah, and I mean, it's taken him a lot of time to get yes. that feeling going. Yes. So this is definitely a wrinkle the Titans are throwing into the equation. Mm-hmm. We'll see if Cam Ward's able to keep it up in the first half of next season. I like Cam Ward. I like his personality. So these statistics are good. The Matt Burke thing is interesting. It would be very Amy Adams strunk mm-hmm. to try to hire someone away
Absolutely.
From the Texans to be petty. And it also would be very Titans to hire another person named Matt or Mike, who no one knows about outside of the place where he's currently working.
But your offense, you know, the guys that have kind of got this thing yeah. pointed in the right direction, you'd lose one of those guys. They would be probably
You're definitely right.
one of the offensive coordinators.
He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. 713-572-4610 to call, to text. We do have a couple of people that want to talk about your Houston Texans, who did get a seventh straight win over the Raiders yesterday. I know we sound so down on them, but I mean, they could do better, right?
Come on, man. Be excited.
Up next, our question of the day. I thought yesterday's win was a sloppy win. What are some things that are sloppy but good? You answer that. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.